Scientists have found Asian carp DNA in Chicago area waterways as close as 8 miles from Lake Michigan. There are no reported sightings of the invasive species in that area or in the lake, but the genetic material is above two electric barriers that were supposed to block the carp. Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle says he's frustrated that the stronger of the two barriers didn't go to higher voltage until a few months ago.
And a number of years ago, Wisconsin put its money up to make sure that that happened, and then they have, you know, done a little of this and a little of that and told us there was this problem or that problem, and now we find out that by the time they got it operational, there may have already been carp that have moved over the barrier.
Doyle says Great Lakes governors are calling on the Army Corps of Engineers to do anything it can to get the carp out of the waterways before the voracious fish get into Lake Michigan and start disrupting the food chain. A federal and state rapid response team is trying to shock and net carp. Poison may be used too. Environmental groups want gates shut between the waterway and the lake, so barge traffic doesn't carry the carp into Lake Michigan. Governor Doyle says that may not be a good solution.
I think we're very concerned about what the economic impact would be on it. It seems to me they have to figure out what's the most minimal effect they have on shipping, but that gets the job done.
Sport fishing groups say having the Asian carp in the Great Lakes would greatly harm angling for other species. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.